first item of opening welcome and kickoff of the meeting. We are only welcome honorable members and our support staff and the rest from the department of small business development. Today we are here to look at our report as well as our previous minutes adoption and telling ourselves for Friday debate as a team. Hopefully all members have now familiarized themselves with the content of the department. What I would like to see, I'm not giving any instructions. I would like to see a discipline force in Parliament which will really have a positive impact in Parliament as well as the society at large. Because to me this might be seen as a small department, but it's a key department in terms of economic growth and job creation in our life. So I would be happy if all of us can join hands to make sure or to support the department to implement this ACP which has been presented before us. And as a committee, while we'll be raising gaps and challenges which might be there, but at the same time, we must be an instrument for a vehicle which will, together with the department, move towards the rightful direction to assist the government. So I would be pleased if we can have that in mind, all of us, and with that spirit, we'll be able to work hand in hand with the department. I'm not going to be biased, but we must have a positive impact so that even if we talk to them while doing our oversight, they must understand us properly that what is it that they need. Our interest is the interest of our society, not interest of individuals. So with these few remarks, the meeting is declared open, officially open. I will zoom to item 2, which is apologies. I will request our secretary to give us apologies if ever they are in.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Chairperson, I received two apologies, one from Honorable Zungula, who said he might join the meeting later because he will be debating the budget vote of mineral resources. And secondly, I received an apology from Honorable Kruger from the Democratic Alliance yesterday, indicating that he won't be able to be present for today's meeting as well as for Friday budget for debate. It's just a tragedy that has happened at home. His son had an accident in mining, and then the doctor indicated that it's so critical to an extent that his leg between the knee and the ankle has to be amputated. So he has got that problem, and then he felt that he could stay at home with the family because everybody is in the shop, and maybe further extend that we should have his family in our prayers. So those there are the apologies that we have.
Thank you, Mugia. Honorable members and our support staff, here are the apologies, and we really feel sorry about what happened to our honorable member. What I can say is that we write a message to him to wish his son a speedy recovery and also to pray with the family. It's really a bad situation. The other one is for the honorable member who will be debating. So, can we pronounce ourselves to do apologies, more especially the other one for the member who is debating?
Good morning, colleagues, honorable members. I think we must accept the apology of the alternative.
There is a move that we accept the apology, agree to. Thank you. Then the other apology is from the chair. I've been requested by the office of the chairperson, house chairperson, that I become part of those who will be presiding during this budget process. So I'm presiding today. So I will humbly request that we elect an acting chairperson so that I can vacate this now. I don't want to waste time. Honorable member, honorable president.
Thank you, Chair. I think we must accept your apology, your responsibility, and I propose that we nominate the name of Honorable Jacobs to be the chair, acting chair when you leave to the house.
I think we might take my position.
No, sorry.
Honorable Jacob's name has been suggested. Any second has been seconded. Honorable Jacob's, can you come and get the chair is now leaving. Thank you.
Thank you, members, and just wish the chairperson good luck in the new employment for the day. So, I think that concludes the apologies. We'll move straight over to the next item on the agenda, consideration and adoption of the 2nd and the 7th July committee minutes. Can we ask the secretary to just go through the minutes and read them fast?
Thank you, Chairperson. The minutes were circulated to members yesterday, hoping that members have gone through. So I'll just hand it back to the acting chairperson to process the adoption or anything that members can do.
Okay. I invite the members now to raise any issues before we adopt the minutes. The Honourable Edward.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to raise the issue that we did receive the minutes yesterday and we had an opportunity to read through it. The minute as it is here now presented, I would then propose adoption for the minutes.
Okay. There's a proposal that we adopt the minutes. Is there any seconder? Let's do them separately. So I need a seconder for the first set of minutes, which is the 2nd of July. Can I get a mover for the first set of minutes? Thank you. Honourable Member, is there a seconder? Thank you. So minutes have been adopted.
Second. thought they will go on mic.
Oh, they must go on mic.
Thank you, Acting Chair. I move for the 2nd July minutes to be adopted.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Mundele. Is there a seconder?
I do second the proposal.
Thank you, Honourable Vieni. The minutes of the 2nd of July has been so adopted. Let's move to the next set of minutes. Wednesday the 3rd of July. Honourable Bridges.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on that day.
The Honourable Member.
Best Chair, Mr. King and Good Committee can guide on what the convention of this committee has been in the past. But based on my experience, we normally, especially with a long set of minutes like this, it's often useful just for the chairperson to walk the committee just page by page and ask members to raise any points on a particular page. There's some grammatical and spelling issues that I think are worthwhile raising, just so the final reports can be sort of cleaned up and refined, that I'd like to raise. Yeah.
Thanks, Honourable Bailey. Let me take my cue from you. Let's go through it page by page before we adopt it. Page one. Page two. Page three.
Check. Yeah. On page three, first paragraph, line two, I would suggest that the "and" before overview remarks needs to be deleted. There's no need for that article. It's just the minister made overview remarks. And then similarly, second paragraph, first line, the "A" before "special" also to be deleted, that the concerned special needs special attention. And then last paragraph, second line, to insert "A" before "governance." So this is say, entity is reporting through "A" governance arrangements.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. And then second last line on that last paragraph, CIFA to be capitalized on the second last line.
Sorry. Can you read? You mean it says period to CIFA to be capitalized?
Yeah, the S in CIFA as is done everywhere else.
Well, it's a, it's like, you know, if you know the acronym GTI, the GTI, it's bold. FIFA, that's how they want us to write theirs as well. I don't know if members would want to stay capitalized and S, or we follow FIFA branding protocols. Members can guide.
I also saw this is how they brand themselves, all in small letters. So I don't know. I think the point is well made. That do we capitalize them even though they want to be seen as small letters? Is the question that you asked.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to go with their own preferred formats. But then can I just suggest we have consistency then throughout? Because in other places we have capitalized S.
Point well made. For those changes, can we go to page four?
Chair, just on page four, just two additions. first paragraph, third last line, I would suggest that we make markets the plural. So it says enterprises have access to markets, which is market doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then second paragraph, first line, CEO for CEDA proceeded in search with.
So we also have that in third paragraph, second line, CIFA should not be capital if we're going to follow our standardization. Page 5.
On page 5, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 bullet points. In the second line, as you just said, benefits from, not from, for, from the 100 billion fund.
My one is, I think it's just a typo between the agenda and the minutes that we've just gone through. On your agenda, it says consideration and adoption of the 2nd and the 7th of July committee minutes, but when the meeting was on the 3rd.
Thank you for that.
Can we get the secretary just to make those changes? Because
I think the statement was on
your
holiday.
Yeah. And why I stated that, it's just a request to the secretary that I know it's supposed to be working 24 hours, but the minute we got at about 8 o'clock yesterday. So if maybe if it's possible in the future that we get them a bit early.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for arranging the project. It's true, normally we get the notes very early. The only thing we were pressed with time was the priority was given to producing this report.
Thank you. Now I again call on a seconder and a mover for the adoption of the minutes for the 3rd of July. Honourable members.
Chair, I'm happy to move for the adoption of the 3rd July minutes.
Thank you, Honourable Member Mbeye. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Nalu Lubango. Minutes are so adopted. Let's move to the...
Ministers are so adopted for both the 2nd and the 3rd of July committee minutes. We move to the next item on the agenda, tabling of the 2019-20 budget vote report. I hand over to Mr.
Gumeli. Thank you, Chair Patin. Good morning, Honourable Members. Okay, how I will approach it, Chair Patin and Honourable Members, I will go through the entire pages up until page 25, where we will go through observation by observation, and also we'll go through recommendation by recommendation. The the budget vote a planning process. It's a forward-looking process. The document is basically a synthesis of what the Department of Small Business Development has presented to the portfolio committee, including its entities, CIFA and CIGA. So there won't be anything new, but then I'll just take members through the entire document, and then we'll go through observation by observation, as I indicated earlier. Members, on page one, it's just a background with regard to what the budget vote process is. Jumping to page four, on page four we provide the overview of the entire department. Also on page four, 2.3, for instance, we highlight a number of legislative and policy mandates that the department should adhere or observe when implementing its mandate. On page 5, for instance, 2.8, we are looking there at the program structure of the department. The department is currently implementing four programs, first one being the administration, sector policy and research, integrated cooperative development, enterprise development and entrepreneurship. Then underneath each program, there are sub-programs that the department is implementing. Jumping to page 6, we provide there an expenditure analysis. This expenditure analysis is based on the estimates of national expenditure. This is the information that the department will submit to National Treasury during the prior year, meaning this information was submitted to National Treasury during 2018. There would be areas here and there, but minor areas where the figures that were presented by the department on the 3rd of July will differ from the ANE. Our responsibility as the committee is to ensure that there is consistency in what was presented during 2018 or in what was presented to the National Treasury by the department in 2018. On page 7, we look at the policy priorities, macro policy priorities that underpins the work of the department. The first one being the National Development Plan. This is our blueprint, our vision 2030, which is not likely to change. The new growth path as well, for instance, we are saying according to the NDP, page 117, the NGP is the government's key program to take the country onto a higher growth trajectory. The medium-term strategic framework is now the first medium-term strategic framework. 2014-2019 is coming to an end. The new version 2019-2024 is currently being developed. As a result, the strategic plan of the department will have to take its cue from the 2019-2024 MTSF going forward. Also, in terms of what we need to look at, the State of the Nation address by the President, most of what the President is saying, it becomes the policy of the government. So there are areas of interest to the small enterprise sector. There are some pronunciations that the President has made during the SONA in February 2019 and again in July 2019. On page 8, there are planned policy initiatives that the department will undertake. It's not clear yet whether this will only be for the current financial year, because the only policy initiative that the department plans to undertake is the review of the long outstanding National Small Enterprise Act, which has been on the agenda since 2015, 2016, 2017. Hopefully it will be done during the course of this year. The department is also planning to raise the integrated strategy on the promotion and entrepreneurship and small enterprises, and also it plans to do the midterm review of the cooperative strategy 2012 to 2022. There is a typo there, 20220. I meant 2022. Well, on page 9, honourable members, we now looking at the budget analysis as presented now by the department during the budget vote process. The total budget for the department during the MTF period is 8 million rands. I'm just rounding it off. Members, you'll see, for instance, that Program 1, Program 2, Program 3, Program 4. Program 1 is allocated 124 million for the current financial year. Then that will increase to 239 million. I'm looking now at table 3. It will increase to 239 million during 2021-2022. The entire budget for 2019 is 2.5 billion. That 2.5 billion is made up of transfers to SEDA. It is also made up of a transfer to SEFA. For the first time, there will be a transfer to SEFA via budget vote 31 of 1 billion rands. I will explain later as to what that 1 billion rands is for. On page 10, table 4, I've indicated that there will be an allocation to SEFA of 1 billion rands, SEDA 867 million, then the department will be left with 458 million. On page 11, it's a breakdown of transfers. For instance, as indicated, SEFA is 1 billion. I'm looking at table 5. So the total to SEFA from the Department of Small Business Development is 1 billion rands. There is another allocation that will come through Vote 25. Vote 25 is for the Department of Economic Development. Now that the department has been collapsed to the Department of Trade and Industry, it means that particular vote will now shift to the Department of Trade and Industry. Then the total allocation to SEDA is 867 million, as indicated earlier on. It comprises of the transfer to SEDA, again for the technology program, for the capacity building program, for the Gazelles program, for the enterprise and incubation program. Then the transfer from the department comprises of the BBSDP, CIS, NIBUS, National Informal Business Upliftment Scheme, and craft customized sector. The total there is 2.3 billion. On page 12, it's just the expenditure on program one. As indicated earlier on, the total is 124 billion. Then there is a breakdown in terms of the sub-programs of program one, which is the ministry, corporate services, financial management, communications, etc. The table 7, it's the allocation for program 2 and its sub-programs, which consist of research, policy and legislation, international relations, monitoring and valuation. Table 8, it's for program 3. Then program 4 is allocated 7.2. I'm on page 13, paragraph 5.4. Program 4 is allocated 7.2 billion over the MTF period. Most of the transfers to SEFA and SEDA, they will actually be done via program 4. Then on page 14, in fact on page, on page 14, it's just a review of what SEDA presented during the budget vote, the budget vote planning process. I'm going to jump to SEFA as well. On page 18, It's just a summation again of what was presented to the portfolio committee by CIFA on the 3rd of July. Then from there, honorable members, I will jump straight to page 25 as indicated, as I said earlier on, that we'll go through observation by observation. I'm assuming members have had time to go through the document. If there are any chairperson, acting chairperson, if there are any contributions, perhaps I should have said that before the start of my presentation, to say what we usually do is we take members' inputs as we go along. We project the document there so that any member who wants to make his or her contribution, that can be reflected immediately as we go through the document. I'm not sure if members have any inputs that they would want to make from page 1 up to page, say, 24, so that we can insert that immediately as we go along with the document.
Okay, let's allow for members if there are any input or submission leading up to pages 1 to 24.
Chair, I don't have any specific additions or corrections. I didn't have enough time to go through this the report in great detail, but just a general request, if the colleagues on the secretariat could just do a final proofread, just grammar and typo issues before it's before the report is finalised for ATC. Appreciate it.
Noted, honourable member. So I'm going to page 25 then, so that I go through each observation one by one. Okay, having reflected on the department CIFA and CIDA annual performance plans and budgets for 2019-2020, the portfolio committee hereby registered the following observations and recommendations for consideration by the department. Observation number one, the portfolio committee is pleased that following the national general elections and reconfiguration of the state departments, the Department of Small Business Development was spared in order to dispense its mandate of developing small enterprises. This could only reaffirm the prominence of the small business segment to South Africa's economy and the hope that it can lead the way to a more thriving economy. I will continue it in chairperson. 15.2, the budget votes engagement on the 3rd of July marked the beginning of a new era. First interaction between the Department of Small Business Development and the Portfolio Committee during the 6th Parliament. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Honorable Violet Suela, applauded the outgoing Portfolio Committee for a sterling foundational job done during the 5th Parliament, welcomed the new members in the department under the new leadership of Minister Kumbujo Njabeni and Deputy Minister Rosemary Kapa. On 15.3, Chairperson, it was observed that the current annual performance plans signify the conclusion of the first medium-term strategic framework 2014-2019. The 2019-2024 is still being finalized, hence most departments and entities are in no position to present new strategic plans that are in line with the philosophy of the new administration. Consequently, the DSBD annual performance plan presented is premised on the strategic plan approved by the former Minister Lindiwe Zulu in 2017. 15.4, during the presentation, the department pointed out that to deliver, I'm quoting here verbatim what the department said on its APP, to deliver effectively on the new priorities, a state transition into the 6th administration, the operating model and organizational structure of the department will require refinement. The latter process is aimed at streamlining process and strengthen support in the delivery of services and in particular closing gaps in critical areas such as development finance
and statistical analysis in parallel. Furthermore, focus will be also at reskilling staff in other important roles such as monitoring and evaluation, amongst others. 15.5, the Portfolio Committee notes that due to the interconnectedness between the organizational structure and the strategy, the long outstanding issue of the organizational structure will only be attended to once the department initiates its strategic planning activities. The Portfolio Committee further records and concur with the Department of Public Administration guidance to the DSPD in 2018 to the effect that, I'm again quoting DPSA here verbatim, to the effect that the changes to organizational structure of the Department of Small Business Development should be held in abeyance until the sixth administration is in place, given the anticipated changes expected to the machinery of government. This will also afford the new executive authority an opportunity to apply his or her mind on the configuration of the department. Likewise, the Portfolio Committee notes therefore that according to DPSA, the Department of Small Business Development is currently operating on a startup organizational structure approved by the MPSA on the 16th of April 2015. This particular issue of the structure and the strategic plan of the department is actually appearing or is reflected on the legacy report of the Portfolio Committee. 15.7, the Portfolio Committee, having gone through 2018 budget vote report, notes how the department, CIFA and CETA, have not implemented. Now here we meant 2019. Notes how the department, CIFA and CETA, have not implemented some of the recommendations of the Fifth Parliament. The 2017 strategic plan made contentious propositions such as the transfer of enterprise incubation program and shared economic infrastructure facility to CEDA, informal and micro enterprise development program and BBSDP to CIFA, and cooperatives incentive scheme to cooperatives development agency, an entity which does not exist yet. The EIP and MIDP have since been transferred to CEDA. This is now according to the APP that was presented by the department and CEDA. These two programs have since been transferred to CEDA without thorough discussion and engagement with the Portfolio Committee. As a result, the Portfolio Committee does not have full appreciation of the ramifications on the structure and budget of the department. The ramifications, we mean whether there was a staff that was transferred from the department to CEDA, and also the implications in terms of the budget. As a result, the Portfolio Committee does not have full appreciation of the ramifications on the structure and budget of the department, except what was presented during the budget vote 31, that is on the 3rd of July. 15.8, the successive budget vote reports have made note of the uneven allocation of resources to Program 1. Program 1 is the administration and other core programs of the department, such as Program 2, 3, and 4. Again, during the current budget vote discussion, this observation is made. Also, the uneven apportionment of resources to CEDA technology program vis-a-vis the enterprise incubation program allocation, STP being allocated 152 million as opposed to EIP, which is allocated 57 million rands, is not consistent with the marching orders given by the President with regards to small enterprise incubation program. During the SONA in February and during the SONA in July, the President has specifically made mention of the enterprise incubation program as one of the key programs of the government. 15.10, the committee notes that besides small enterprise definition, which has since been gazetted, and alternative dispute resolution, All other planned policy initiatives have been deferred for implementation during the current financial year, such as the Small Enterprise Act, the Integrated Strategy on the Promotion of Entrepreneurship and Small Enterprises, as well as the Integrated Strategy on the Development and Promotion of Cooperatives. There were other policy propositions that were made by the Portfolio Committee during the 5th Parliament, such as, you know, the development of the franchising industry regulations, such as the review of the Business Act, as well as the market access strategy, and wholesale and retail charter, which does not form part of the DSBD service delivery area for 2019-2020. Then marks the end of the observations, Chairperson. I'm not sure if, again, we have any inputs, members that would want to make on the observations, or maybe to add a new observation. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Gumede. I will also for the members now to input on the observations. Colleagues, we were part of that meeting last week where these presentations were made to us, and the follow committee staff reflected these 10 observations. I thought very insightful observations, but let's check if we want to engage some of these observations or add. The floor is open.
Thank you, Chair. No, I want to thank the Secretariat. I think this is a good encapsulating the facts of what was presented to us by the different departments. So I've specifically made some notes when they were presenting, and I'm comparing it with what they have given us. So I think everything is there. Thank you, Chair.
Then maybe we can allow you to proceed with the recommendations, Mr. Gumede.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. Okay, 16.1, during the budget board presentation, it became apparent that there were a large number of legacy issues that remain unattended. Some have budgetary implications, while others are likely to hamper the speed with which the department must execute its mandate. The Secretariat of the Portfolio Committee, perhaps I should say this, Acting Chairperson, if we are given a responsibility as the Secretariat of the Portfolio Committee to say, outline all these and other matters for deliberations by the Portfolio Committee and the Department before 31 July 2019, so that they are implemented immediately. Perhaps towards the end of my presentation, I will indicate the date that is available for the Portfolio Committee to go through what we are raising here on the recommendation 16.1. On 16.2, the Portfolio Committee notes the Auditor General's report with respect to allegations of fraud and corruption in the department. The Portfolio Committee further observes the suspension of 9 officials and mindful of the fact that more still needs to be done. The 5th Parliament adjourned the matter for consideration by the Portfolio Committee during the 6th Parliament. During the 6th Parliament. The Secretariat of the Portfolio Committee is for that reason directed to schedule an urgent meeting with the Office of the Auditor General before the 31st of July 2019 to table a formal report to the 6th Parliament and remedial action proposed. During the same session, the department shall be invited to table or brief the Portfolio Committee with a detailed plan of action and disciplinary measures it shall adopt in applying the Auditor General's recommendations. 16.3, it is envisaged that the 2019 to 2024 medium-term strategy framework shall have been completed by the 31st of July. The Portfolio Committee is urging the department to immediately resume the crafting of the strategic plan to comply with all the government prescripts pertaining to the strategic plans and organizational structure such as the Public Finance Management Act and also the Public Service Act, before the end of quarter three being the 31st of December 2019 of the current financial year, meaning we must have engaged the department on its strategic plan, 5-year strategic plan, before the end of 2019-2020 financial year, because the department strategic plan also impact on the strategic plan of the portfolio committee. We also have a responsibility to undergo our own 5-year strategic planning session. 16.4, in relation to 16.3 above, considering that other state departments, such as I have indicated earlier on, EDD, have been collapsed or reconfigured, this provides the department an opportunity to consolidate all small enterprise functions and budget scattered in various departments. The department must guide the portfolio committee which of the functions, budget and personnel will be relocated or transferred from these departments to the DSBD, so that if required, the portfolio committee can start the process of interacting with other portfolio committees of parliament before the finalization of the strategic planning processes for both the department and the portfolio committee. 16.5, the strategic plan of the department must also pronounce on the institutional realignment of entities, such as CIFA, which was reporting under the EDD on Vote 25, or there is an outstanding recommendation from the portfolio committee to amalgamate CIFA and CEDA into a single entity. The National Small Enterprise Act is also making a provision for the creation of an advisory body. That hasn't happened. The Cooperatives Act is also making a recommendation for the creation of cooperatives development agency, cooperatives tribunal, cooperatives training academy, as well as cooperatives development fund. We need a clarity on these and other issues with regards to institutional realignment. On 16.6, moreover, subsequent to the creation of the Prudential Authority, this is an agency of the South African Reserve Bank, which was created in April 2017, most functions, budget and personnel from Cooperatives Bank Development Agency, this is an entity of the National Treasury, were transferred to Prudential Authority, leaving cooperative financial institutions in the balance. Pursuant to the Fifth Parliament recommendation, the department must develop a well-articulated framework for leveraging cooperative financial institutions, supposed to be an S there, and cooperative banks to unlock access to capital for small enterprises. The current strategic plan, if I'm saying the current, I mean the one that was approved during 2017, is mute on this and other critical interventions necessary to deal with issues of access to finance for small businesses. The proposed framework or plan must be presented to the portfolio committee before the end of the strategic planning period or quarter three of the current financial year. The next one, as noted in the Portfolio Committee Legacy Report, that CIFA, throughout its existence, has only funded one cooperative bank, and that is the Sobotla Primary Savings and Cooperative Bank, while the use of dubious financial intermediaries was widespread. The proposed framework requested above in 16.6 must incorporate plans of strategy on how Small Business and Innovation Fund, this is the 1 billion rand fund that has been transferred via Budget Vote 31 to CIFA, will expedite utilization of cooperative financial institutions and cooperative banks, particularly in light of the fact that their credibility is not in question as they are now registered and regulated by the South African Reserve Bank. 16.8. Owing to the cross-cutting nature of the small enterprise sector, it is unrealistic to anticipate that DSBD will distribute and deliver all the sector's necessities by itself. it is inevitable that the department will distribute some of these services and products through memorandum of agreements, through transversal agreements, and through partnership agreements, that is to name just a few. The department is accordingly called upon to develop and present to the portfolio committee a credible stakeholder matrix outlining potential stakeholders and their projected roles. This must be done thematically and sectorally. By thematically, I mean there are issues like access to finance, access to markets, bureaucratic red tape, space for the businesses to do the work, etc. Sectorally, we mean sectors of interest to small enterprises such as agriculture, tourism, etc., indicating succinctly the role as well of intergovernmental relations framework in streamlining the government services. As you know, honorable members, there are a lot of small enterprise functions that are currently being carried out by the national government department, by the provincial government departments, and by the local government. So we need to use this particular act to streamline those services. 16.9, one of the critical delivery area for the department is the issue of market access. Without strong private sector partnerships, the department is not likely to go further in terms of realizing this objective. Hence the portfolio committee called to the department to spearhead the wholesale and retail charter, to develop market access strategy, clearly stating how small enterprises will, among others, benefit from a 30% procurement policy and 100 billion infrastructure fund recently announced by the president. The last one, Acting Chairperson, relates to the issue of the legislation and the policy. The review of the National Small Enterprise Act has been on the agenda since 2015. Hence, this has been a standing recommendation since then. The revised act or new bill must be tabled before the end of quarter three. That is before the end of this year, tabled before the portfolio committee. Should this deadline be missed, the portfolio committee must activate Rule 271 in brackets 1. This refers to the bills initiated by assembly of the committee. The committee, in terms of the rules of parliament, is eligible to initiate its own bill, similar to what each and every member here can actually do, private members' bill. The portfolio committee secretariat must schedule a meeting where the department would come and present progress, including presenting the rationale of excluding the definition of small enterprise. The definition of small enterprise has been gazetted by the department separately from the entire review of the act itself, and also the alternative dispute resolution mechanism is currently being done by the department also outside of the entire review of the act. So I think it's proper that we invite the department to come and do a presentation as to why these two issues are separated from the entire revision of the act. The proposal of the portfolio committee is that the revised act or a new bill must incorporate dispute resolution mechanism. In other words, what we are trying to do here is the alternative dispute resolution mechanism must find expression in the entire act so that it can bite. It should also emulate, this is what was proposed in the other recommendation, such as the Small Enterprise or Business Commission or Small Enterprise or Business Tribunal, in a similar fashion to National Credit Act. The National Credit Act creates, amongst others, the National Credit Regulator, for instance. The Competition Commission as well, it creates the Competition Act creates the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal, among others. So are reviews of the integrated strategy on the promotion of entrepreneurship and small enterprises, as well as what I've indicated earlier on the integrated strategy on the development and promotion of cooperatives These have been under policy initiatives for three consecutive financial years without a hint of what their statuses are. So we are proposing here that, honorable members, the department should be invited to give a thorough status with regards to its legislation and policy, which of these will be implemented during this current period or during the MTF period. That was the last one, Chairperson. If, again, there are any inputs, contributions, subtractions, additions, I am liberated also.
Thank you again, Mr. Kumeli. Very comprehensive set of 10 recommendations. As this committee, I think we can certainly endorse and support. But let's give members an opportunity to engage with these 10 recommendations.
Thank you, Chair. I think before we go to adopt all of this, I hear this report has been coming out. One of the things that you continue or that continues to be in these recommendations is the department to come and say this and that. But we don't hear when is the department coming, so maybe we can just get some kind of indication by when will we see the department to come and clarify us, because you must remember, mm-hmm. we want some of these things to be clarified for us by the department. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honorable member. There is another one, Chair? Or should I respond to this?
Maybe you respond.
Okay, no, it's fine. Okay. What we are saying on the document is before the 31st of July, then it's going to be up to the members. I indicated earlier on that collectively we have one date before the end of July that is available, which the portfolio committee can use for that specific meeting. Hopefully we'll agree during this meeting as to whether that particular date is acceptable to the members or not. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to check in terms of your 16.2, where it says the secretary of the portfolio committee is directed to schedule an agent meeting with the AG so that we can forward the report to the 6th Parliament. I want to check the process. Are we going first to meet with the AG as the portfolio committee before the report can go to the 6th Parliament? Or what is the process? Because it says the secretary of the portfolio committee. Because I think it will be better for us to have the understanding as a portfolio committee so that before the report goes to the House, we have the information. So I just want to check the process. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. What usually happens is, once the portfolio committee adopt this report, the 31st of July is therefore binding. We are sort of given marching orders now to prepare the documentation or the communique to the Auditor General, inviting them to come and present to the Portfolio Committee as per this recommendation. So the Portfolio Committee, once you adopt this report, its recommendations are binding. We must implement. We must immediately begin the process of inviting the AG to come and present. Because right now, the Portfolio Committee can say, no, we are not inviting the AG. So which means that this recommendation doesn't bind. You see? I'm not sure if I should also maybe indicate the date of
our
thing.
We need that.
Yeah, because the date that we are proposing, which is currently available on the calendar of the Portfolio Committee, is on the 24th of July. 24th of July is the only date that is available before members can go on recess. So that was the date we were proposing. Wherein the Auditor General, the department, will be invited to come and do the presentation.
Members, I think let's apply ourselves to the specific date. Mm-hmm. Let's add that recommendation in. I think our recommending is that IGN department come to respond to all of these recommendations on the 24th of July. Is members in agreement with that? If we specify the date?
Okay, I think so. We are in agreement because we have agreed that our meeting should be on Wednesday. And when I look at the print on the 24th, the date is relevant. And for the next people who are committed with other works of the committee. So the 24th will be relevant for us to get a presentation from both the department and the kitchen.
I see there's no disagreement, so we'll put that also in the recommendation that we will work towards the 24th.
For both the IG and the department. It's okay, Acting Chairperson, even though we are not specifically stating on the recommendation, I mean, the 31st of July covers us. Yeah. The 31st of July covers us. Yeah.
I think all the recommendations, and we have a specific date, we have a time frame now, so I'm satisfied that the Acting Chair that will give us an opportunity to actually discuss in detail all of the recommendations and also get a formal response from both the department and the auditors.
Any further?
Any further inputs on these recommendations? I think it's well captured and it does cover all the issues, and again, it is very difficult for us to engage on the issues now in the absence of the department. So I would then, if there's no additions, call on members that let's adopt this report. And so let me invite members to move and second this report. Thank you. Honourable Member Lubengo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the 2019-2023 report.
Can I get a second? Acting Chair, I will second the adoption of the reports as a reflection of deliberations and recommendations during the budget hearings. And then I must add, as I think the Secretariat will be aware from the previous Parliament, this is one of the very few rare moments when I must be partisan for the record, which is that because the final decision on how our members vote in the House on each budget vote is subject to a caucus discussion and decision, I must indicate for the record, as it reflects in the ATC, that the Democratic Alliance will reserve our rights on how we vote on the final budget vote 31. Thanks, Chair.
I think as the committee, we record that reservation.
So this report is then adopted by this portfolio committee. Thank you very much, colleagues. If there's no other agenda items, certainly there's nothing, that concludes this portfolio committee. We want to thank all the members. The meeting is closed.
It's outside of the meeting, which I understand it's closed, it's fine. In preparation for our meeting on the 24th, which is likely to last the whole day, Platin, I hope I'm correct, I'm assuming members have received the legal report of the 5th Parliament. That is very important because the department will also be anticipated to take us through all the issues as raised in the Lucas report, as well as the meeting with the Auditor General. So if I've actually circulated those documents to the members, including the previous budget votes, including the previous BRRRs, including the Spain travel report, and the oversight reports of the portfolio committee. So if anyone has not received that, I can actually circulate it again. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So notice that we prepared profit for the meeting of the committee.
Is there any
attendance?
Chairperson.